Me, I want what's coming to me.
Oh, well, what's coming to you, Tom?
The world, Chico.
It's not about today. It's about the future.
Two key words, delayed gratification.
Every passing minute is another chance to turn it all around.
It's what you do right now that makes a difference.
But the night is darkest just before the dawn. And I promise you, the dawn is coming.
You do the work now. Do the work now. And all of the shit that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere.
This quote hit me in my chest. Usain Bolt said, I trained 4 years to run 9 seconds. And people give up when they don't see results in 2 months.
There's this huge time delay between when we start behaving in a way that a winner behaves and when we start winning.
You can't have an easy life and a great character. Having stuff isn't fun. Getting stuff is fun, right? It's not the pursuit of happiness. It's the happiness of the pursuit.
Suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion.
Enjoy the journey, not the destination. A lot of us delay our happiness. When I get to this level, when I get my degree, when I get the kids, when I get married, I'm going to be happy. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the whole step, the whole process. Every day that you get up to strive for whatever it is you're after. But you don't celebrate when you get to the finish line. Celebrate all along the way.
You've got to be kind of content with doing the exact same thing, basically, day after day after day, and making reasonable progress. The more impatient somebody is, this isn't rocket science, the less likely it is that they're going to stick to something for a long time. And like 99% of any cool shit that anybody does ever usually takes a lot of preparation and practice and just repetitive action to get good at. How many people would watch a Conor McGregor fight if, in order to watch the fight, they had to watch the thousands of hours of training that he had to do to work up to that level?
Delayed gratification. Some would say it's a sign of maturity. It's just an investment in ourselves to just believe in ourselves enough to project to say, I'm going to pass up the plastic ring today for the gold crown tomorrow. I'm going to maybe make a sacrifice today for a Monday off instead of the Friday off if I'm getting a long weekend. Give yourself the extra win, the freedom. Be cool to your future self on the back end.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
Nothing was ever done in the history of the world by any human being that didn't require some level of delayed gratification.
Everything is hard before it's easy. And everything at the beginning is difficult, but later it becomes easy and automatic. You have to force yourself to discipline yourself at the beginning, but after that, it becomes easier and easier, and you actually feel happy.
You know, and every time I think about working out, you know, as hard as it is, Ali always said, training is hard, it's tough. But suffer now and you'll live the rest of your life as a champion.
The problem is that the bigger the mountain you're trying to climb, the bigger the W you're trying to get, typically the more delayed it is between when you start behaving like a winner and when you start being a winner.
Now here's the most wonderful thing. An athlete runs in a race and comes in first. What do they call this person? The winner. Exactly. What it says is that when you win, when you come in as the winner, your body releases endorphins, which are called nature's happy drug, they make you happy, and dopamine. So when you complete a task, your body releases these drugs and you feel happy. So every time you start and complete a task, you feel like a winner. And when you feel like a winner, you want to do it again and have that winning feeling.
Get serious.
Delay gratification means to sacrifice the hedonism of the present to the security and iterability of the future. And so that is a hallmark of maturity. That's also the ability to make sacrifices. That's why the sacrificial motif is stressed so hard in the Old Testament. You have to make sacrifices. To what? Well, to whatever you value.
The purpose of going for a hike, ironically, is not to get to the top. It's to be on the trail. And if you constantly stare at the top, you're going to be out of breath. You're going to tell yourself you have so much longer. When are we ever going to get there? And you're going to miss the entire point of your freaking life, which is the ride, the trail, the bridge, the mile markers, all of it. And so part of my desire to be happier is to continually remind myself it is not about getting on that mountain, because when you get to the top of that mountain, the top of one mountain's just the bottom of another one. And if you're going up, eventually you got to come back down. Like, that is just life. If you focus on the freaking trail, whatever step you're on, and you keep reminding yourself, this is going to lead me somewhere, that is where the meaning comes in your life.
If you don't see results in the first 2 days or the first week, I'm done. That's the mentality of most people. The struggle is too real. We're not patient. In a world where you can Google the best restaurants around me right now, no one is patient. And for you to lose weight, for you to stop drinking, if you whatever the hell you're going through, it takes a lot of patience, a lot of time, and a lot of pitfalls, a lot of plateaus. You're gonna hit so many fucking plateaus. If you don't know how to get around that plateau, it's not gonna happen fast.
Beware of what you become in pursuit of what you want. I got so obsessed with some things that I found out later the price was too big to pay. If I would have known better, I never would have paid. But sometimes we learn when? After. So don't become so obsessed with something that you lose your sense of reason or it costs you your friends.
One of the most important things that we need to teach young men is delayed gratification. If you just eat what you want to eat, smoke what you want to smoke, drink what you want to drink, and sleep with who you want to sleep with, you're going to ruin generations. Our culture does not teach delayed gratification. You don't need to save, just go into debt. You don't need to wait to be married, just move in and sleep together. You don't need to practice self-control. You just drink and eat whatever you want and just wreck your life and go into debt and then vote for a socialist who will send you a stimulus check so you can continue your extended adolescence. And if that offends you, you don't have a job. But for those of us who do, it's frustrating.
There's a key concepts in life. And even if you're not where you want to be in life and you're grinding and you're on that hustle.
And there's a lot of people like
that. I get it.
Right?
I get it. Keep grinding. But also appreciate it. Appreciate that hustle. Appreciate this thing. Appreciate this fucking beautiful, chaotic, unknown existence you're in.
The thing we call life.
And so one of my favorite quotes is, the work works on you more than you work on it. And so, if you want to be the best in the world at something, you do the work to become the best in the world, and the work works on you. And so, I mean, there's a biblical proverb, I think it says, like, there is profit in all labor. And that means that even if the thing that you're working on right now doesn't amount to the outcome that you expected that it would, it doesn't mean that you don't become better through doing it.
We may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated. That in fact it may be necessary to encounter defeats so we can know who the hell we are, what can we overcome, what makes us stumble and fall and somehow miraculously rise and go on. I know that a diamond is a result of extreme pressure. Less time and less pressure and it's just crystal or coal or fossilized leaves or just dirt. But time and pressure will create a diamond.
You're happy when you're paid.
Most of the time, except when I fail.
She looks sad sometimes.
There's a lot of destruction and failure at the door of a successful picture. I find joy in sorrow, and sorrow is greater than laughter. You know, an angel is not far from those who are sad. And illness can sometimes heal us.
You believe a man can change his destiny?
I think a man does what he can until his destiny is revealed.
Well,
I'm gonna cut out in a minute or two. My doctor says it's okay to exercise, but when it becomes a strain, you better quit.
That new doctor don't know what he's talking about. That's what you want to do, Stray. You want to run until the pains. You want to run until your throat feels like sandpaper. You want to run until it feels like you're going to throw up. You want to keep running until your legs are pain. Until you're going to die. You're going to fall out. You got to run until your stomach feels like it's going to burst. Until your heart starts pounding. You want to quit. Feels like you can't go another inch. You can't go another step. But you keep going.
How many people on this planet are willing to wake up every single day and go to the gym or to the trail and put themselves through consistent and constant adversity without immediate results? I'd say probably less than 5% of people are willing to do that. See, the truth is, when you take up running or you take up going to the gym and working out, you're not going to see results immediately. And so what working out and what fitness does is it teaches you delayed gratification. You know that if you do this over time, that you will get the results that you want.
If you want the future to change for you, you've got to change. If you don't change, the next 6 years of your life is going to be just like the last six. You'll still be behind on your bills. You'll still be behind on your promises. If you will change, everything will change for you. If you'll change your philosophy, if you'll change your habits, if you'll refine your thinking, if you'll change and accept some new disciplines, all kinds of remarkable things will happen for you if you will change.
And so what this young generation needs to learn is patience. That some things that really, really matter, like job fulfillment, joy, love of life, self-confidence, a skill set, any of these things, all of these things take time. Overcome the need to have instant gratification and teach them the joys and impact and the fulfillment you get from working hard over on something for a long time that cannot be done in a month or even in a year.
Most people don't get the fast enough feedback loop to know that they're on the right path. It happens slower than you expect and then faster than you can imagine. Mm. And I think that's the part that everyone misses, is they expect the faster than they can imagine, and they imagine really big. And so then their expectations are really big, really fast, but they take the intensity and they don't apply it to a timeline that's appropriate. What has worked so well for me and why the input over the output focus has been so powerful is that I can extend the time horizon basically indefinitely, because the goal is me. And then the external goals occur.
If I'm eating food, I'll save the best for last. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'll eat around it to the one part that I really want. I want to eat. I'm going to save that. I'm like I'm a delay, you know what I'm saying, gratification. I'm that type of person. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm literally like, all right, I will party later. I work hard now, so the second half of my life, I can do whatever the fuck I want. Mm-hmm. That's been my mentality. It's like, I'm not going to trick off my early years for partying and then worry about struggling, how I'm going to make it, how I'm going to take care of my family, how I'm going to take care of everybody else. Like, that's not going to be me. I'm going to grind it out now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to set up the foundation so I can enjoy myself later. That's always been my mentality. And that is what that works for me.
But if you've never experienced a reward from discipline, it's going to be very difficult for you. But you have to know that after the 3 months or the 6 months of sitting in your office and writing every single day over and over and over again, as you try to write a book or a novel or whatever, it's boring as hell. But man, I'm going to reach that moment in 3 months or 4 months. There's going to be a reward, and I'm going to feel it, and I'm going to get addicted. I'm going to get hooked to that. And you get hooked to those rewards to the point where other kinds of immediate pleasures don't have the same effect on you.
The ability to delay pleasure is a sign of maturity. That's what grown-ups do. Children do what feels good. YOLO. You only live once. Quick! Instead of like, I'm going to sacrifice to get a greater outcome. I'm going to live like no one else so that later I can live and give like no one else. I've got to have the moment at this moment. That is a childish expression of any area of your life. It will destroy your marriage. It will raise horrible children. It'll mess up your career, and it certainly will mess up your money. Short-term thinking. The get rich quick has never worked at any time in the world as an ongoing, provable, sustainable process. So we got to stick with this idea, and that even includes our generosity. We were starting to talk about generosity, and the generosity with these folks, with these millionaires that we studied, is a steady thing, like their savings is a steady thing. They're not trying to have this one big event that says, look at me, how generous I am. Instead, they're fairly quiet about it, almost absurdly quiet and anonymous about it, and they steadily give in to something that they believe in.
I call it the Rocky cutscene, and almost every successful person that I have ever encountered has gone through not a month or a year, but many years of doing work without reward, where they have to do things that other people find boring, and they have to sacrifice things that everyone finds interesting, that most people want to do during that entire season of their life. And they basically sacrifice a season of other things that they would prefer to do stuff that they would not prefer to do because of the one thing they want most. That's the Rocky cutscene. And instead of lasting 5 minutes, it just usually lasts 5 or 10 years.
Once you've mastered the ability to delay gratification, the ability to discipline yourself to keep your attention focused on the most important task in front of you, there's virtually no goal that you cannot accomplish and no task that you cannot complete.
We really need to begin to reward a culture of delayed gratification. Delayed gratification doesn't mean no gratification. It just means if you can wait, wait. Because your time and opportunity will come. A young man who came to Dragon's Den, and I funded him. His name was Johan. I gave him $2 million. I gave him $2 million on the premise of what he committed to me on the show. And when I did the due diligence, I asked him very specific questions about how he conducted himself and his business. And the only thing I was asking him was I was trying to understand the man's lifestyle. His $2 million, a lot of money. When I give it to you, where is it going to go? We actually understood that his problem is he's a brilliant business person. He's just very bad at managing his personal lifestyle. And so because he mixes his business life with his personal life, his business is now not investment worthy. This is a culture. Because you have it, you need to show you have it. You ever thought about what we do? We buy things we don't need to impress people we don't like who won't even remember that we bought those things. It is the most fascinating mental thinking.
The great majority of people have an irresistible temptation to spend every single penny they make and whatever else they can borrow or buy on credit. If you cannot delay gratification and discipline yourself to refrain from spending everything you make, you cannot become wealthy. W. Clement Stone once said, if you cannot save money, then the seeds of greatness are not in you. If you cannot practice budgeting as a lifelong habit, it will be impossible for you to achieve financial independence.
And so I think that a lot of people don't actually look at themselves in the mirror and say, like, 1 year from today, will I remember this football game? Or will I remember the fact that I'm not where I said I wanted to be? And to me, that was significantly more painful. Now, this is an uncomfortable fact for a lot of people. Your ability to delay gratification is actually a function of intelligence. And so your ability to learn at a longer and longer delay, the sign of intelligence is that you can actually expand the reinforcement window and they can still abstract it back to the original action. If you want to practice intelligence, then being able to actively delay your need for a result or reward from the work you do will make you a more intelligent person because your rate of learning will actually increase, despite the fact that your reward rate will decrease in the short term.
The bottom line is that if you're talking about beating everybody else on the planet to a thing, what you're actually talking about is what are you prepared to sacrifice psychologically, physically, existentially, relationally, socially, in terms of your self-esteem, your confidence, everything.
You must be willing to sacrifice who you are today for who you want to become tomorrow. You have to sacrifice who you are today for who you want to become tomorrow. There's a verse in the Bible that says, when I became a man, I put away childish things.
I'm willing to sacrifice right now for who I want to be in the future. I'm willing to sacrifice my current reality for the lifestyle I want to live forever, right? If you can create that for yourself, then you'll be dangerous.
You can't become the best version of yourself unless you're willing to neglect who you are today. The bad habits, the bad friendships, bad relationships. Because if you want to become a millionaire, if you want to become a person that's successful, if you want to develop a better physique, it will require sacrifice.
If you want to become best in this business, you have to sacrifice. Sacrifice your time, sacrifice your health, sacrifice everything good you have. Other way, I don't know.
When you're 25, you could be an idiot. It's no problem. That's what young people are like, but they're full of potential. Okay, well, now you're the same person at 30. people aren't so thrilled about you at that point. Like, what the hell have you been doing for the last 10 years? Well, I'm just as clueless as I was when I was 22. Yeah, but you're not 22. You're an old infant, and that's an ugly thing. So part of the reason you choose your damn sacrifice, because the sacrifice is inevitable, but at least you get to choose it.
My favorite Chinese proverb is, everything must be hard before it can be easy. I think it's amazing what you can endure when you have no choice. Because at the end of the day, life is hard, but believing it should be easy makes it even harder.
I got to show you this. So Mark Manson put this quote up a few months ago, and I've not been able to stop thinking about it. The most important question to ask is, what pain do you want in your life? What are you willing to struggle for? Anything worthwhile is going to require some degree of pain and struggle. So, if you're oriented toward the pain and the struggle, you're probably going to be more aligned with what you're capable of accomplishing rather than if you just orient toward the pleasures.
Let me tell you the best advice I ever got at Harvard. You want to be great? You need to sacrifice. And the more painful the sacrifice, the greater you'll be.
The person you have to spend the most time listening to in your life is yourself. Try not to lose their respect. Self-respect and self-esteem, I think, largely comes from having faith in your own word.
The way we're wired, and this is the way people operate basically, is everyone's taking short-term comfort. Whether that's drugs, drink, relationships, job choices, all the choices they make knowing there's a level of comfort there. That's how people live their lives. They're not prepared to step into that discomfort, knowing that on the other side of that is the long-term gain. And if you want to achieve anything in life, if you want to achieve success at work, success in any aspect of your life, you need to take short-term discomfort for long-term gain.
Being overweight is hard. Being physically fit is hard. Choose your hard. Being in debt is hard. Being financially disciplined is hard. Choose your hard. Working a 9-to-5 until you're 65 years old, it's hard. Starting a business is hard. Choose your hard. A careless life without God is hard. A life dedicated to God is hard. Choose your hard. You see, life is never easy. It's hard by nature. And the only thing you have to do is choose your hard. So choose wisely.
But the most powerful part of Think and Grow Rich, man, is he has this part, he says, can you survive the temporary? And if you can survive the temporary, he says, on the other side of temporary pain, you get introduced to your other self. And that other self, he doesn't say this, but that other self produces that other life.
If you concentrate solely on your career, you can get a long way in your career. And I would say that that's a strategy that a minority of men preferentially do. That's all they do. They work like 70, 80 hours a week. They go flat out on their career. They're staking everything on the small probability of exceptional status in a narrow domain. But it's hard on them. They don't have a life. It's very difficult for them to have a family. They don't know how to take any leisure activity. Like, they get very one-dimensional. And that's how you get to beat all the other people who are doing that. It's the only way. But the problem is, you don't get a life.
Do hard things for an easy life. Do easy things for a hard life. If you choose the easy route, you've got a hard life. If you choose, you know, you don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to build a business. You don't have to be nice to people. You don't have to do public speaking. I don't have to go live on Facebook. I don't have to do it. I can sit and do fuck all. But let me know how that works out for you. When you start to face your fears every day, when you start to do uncomfortable things every day, do you know what happens? The uncomfortable things become more comfortable. And when you get comfortable doing uncomfortable things, that's where you see success. When you get used to the discomfort of lifting weights and going to the gym, you get very comfortable because you get more confident, because your self-esteem goes up, your self-confidence goes up, and you look the way that you potentially want to look because you're doing the work.
People do not change until they realize that the pain of staying the same is way worse than the pain of change. Because life is either easy now and hard later, or hard now and easy later. Everything in life has consequences. Choosing easy now and sitting on your phone and scrolling instead of working out means you might lack mobility. You might not be able to walk as well later on down the road. Easy now and hard later. Choosing fast food over making a healthy meal today means easy now, hard later. But the consequences of that easy now might be a heart attack later on down the road. Getting up and taking action towards a better you is always harder now. Whether it's your body, your money, your relationships, choosing hard now will make your life easier so much later down the road.
Any goal that you're going after, whether you're trying to lose weight or whether you're trying to build wealth or whether you're trying to start a ministry or whether you're trying to build a marriage or whether you're trying to open up a business, you have to have delayed gratification. If you open up a business and you start eating up all the profits and spending it as fast as you're making it, your business won't last long. You have got to open up the business and ignore the profits. If you have the strength to ignore the profits long enough, they will accrue in value and strength to the point that you can go beyond what we fall into, the abyss of looking rich. It is far better to be a thing than look a thing. But in our haste to be impressive, we will take the shortcut of looking like we have something that we do not. And when we do that, we forfeit the opportunity to actually be what we are professing, because it is expensive to require immediate gratification.
If you just sacrificed this summer, these next 3 months of your life, bro, you could change the entire trajectory of your entire life.
Get back to fucking work. It's time to get back to work.
You have to give it everything you got. No more TV, no more parties, no more plan. If you don't have a 4.0, what you need to be doing is studying. Get off the phone. I'm sorry, I'm not available until the end of this year. I'm about to get busy now.
Hey, bro, I need you to get back in that mode again. That mode where nothing can take you off your pivot, you were just putting in that work every single day. See, that version of you is different. You gotta tap back into it. Don't be out here playing with your potential, because you one of them ones, bro. You special.
If you literally just took your fucking attention, that's here, 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 have fun, this and that, this entire summer, and focused it into one thing, while everybody else is fucking around and having fun and fucking the bitches and drinking and going to the parties, enjoying life, but they're still broke, your whole life could change.
All self-help is hard choices now, easy life later. Everything is the marshmallow test. Everything is about saying, look, you know, that famous marshmallow test of give a kid, well, you can have one marshmallow now or two later. Probably the biggest thing I got from this show and from following you was that idea of serving yourself in 24 hours. You have to serve someone. What are you going to do today that you tomorrow will appreciate? Because for something about a day seems about the right time frame. Like if it's in 6 months' time and you're trying to go to the gym and motivate yourself by, I'm going to look great in 6 months, it's like, I don't know. I don't know if you're going to do that.
If you literally boil success down in any field, it's just the ability to endure short-term discomfort for long-term achievement. Whether you want to lose weight, whether you want to have a good marriage, or whether you want to have a six-pack, whether you want to make money, it's like you have to be willing to endure short-term sacrifice for a long-term achievement.
There's two sides of pain that I don't think a lot of people really understand, right? There's one side of pain that's the suffering and the discomfort side of pain. But then there's another side of pain that's called effort. It's called glory. It's called, if you can find a way to push through pain, there's something greater on the other side of it. And if you never tap into it, it's because the first time you felt it, you backed off. The first time you felt that burn, the first time you felt that it's too much. And we rationalize with ourselves to where we automatically stop. That's why a bunch of us give up so much in life so quickly. That's why kids have a problem finishing things in today's time. As soon as they feel a small bit of discomfort, of things ain't right, oh, they're gone. I can't do it no more. But suppose I told you the greatest pain of my life is the reason I'm standing here today.
Wouldn't you want to know what would happen if you spent just 1 year, just 1 year, giving it your absolute all? You gave your diet your absolute all. You gave your fitness regimen your absolute all. You gave your work your absolute all. How drastically would your life change in just 1 year? 1 year of uninterrupted focus. I bet your life would change drastically. I bet you'd be a completely different person. I bet you'd be completely unrecognizable. I bet you would look back and be like, I can't believe I was living the way I was. Time is going to pass anyway. The next year of your life is going to happen regardless of what you do. So why don't you spend that year giving it your absolute all and just see what happens? If you do that, I guarantee you will look back 1 year from today and say, that was the best decision I have ever made.
Pull yourself together and quit tripping because you in the process.
The marshmallow experiment was taking place, it took place in the late 60s, where Walter Mischel was a psychologist at Stanford out in Palo Alto. He would come in and sit down on one side of a table, and there was a kid on the other side of the table, between 4 and 8 years old. And in front of the kid was a marshmallow. So he says to the kid, you want the marshmallow? The kid's like, yeah. He says, I'll tell you what, I have to go take a phone call in the back here. But when I come back, if the marshmallow is still there, I'll give you another one. Can you wait? Every kid's like, yeah, totally, totally, totally worth it. He comes back 5 minutes later or so. 80% of the kids had eaten the marshmallow. 20% of the kids hadn't. Now, that's a lot. 80% of the kids could not defer the gratification. So the real question is, who's the 20%? These are the people that went on to do distinguished things. They did better in school. They got better grades. They went on to have more job success. They had better relationships.
Bro, I want to do it. I want to do what makes me feel good. I like feeling good, you know, but I just know subconsciously that if I only do the things that make me good in the short term, it's going to lead to destruction in the future.
I'm supposed to live my life like it matters. When I sacrifice my future on the altar of now, I waste my life. You know, when I'm getting blasted, getting drunk and getting high and having sex with anybody who will lay down with me. When I'm living my life like that, what I'm doing is I'm sacrificing my future on the altar of my present, and there's no way that ends well.
You start going to the gym, you feel weak in order to become strong. You go to the library, you read, you don't understand, you feel stupid in order to become smart. The process of discomfort is inevitable. You have to go through it. Most people have that initial feeling, that initial lack of self-belief, because they don't understand that they have to be humbled first in every aspect in order to grow. So you go to the gym, you feel like shit, that's a good thing. It just shows you that you need to improve. Most people go to the gym, feel like shit, never go back. Put on an oversized t-shirt. Problem covered. No, it's not the problem. It's not covered. You need to go through that parallel problem. You solve it, and then you get the reward. Every aspect of life has it.
Your ability to delay gratification, it's not just like, oh, I can wait a week or I can wait a month. But I made this tweet that went pretty viral. And it was like, if you can wait a year, you can make a ton of money. Like, if you can do something for 12 months, you can not need for financial goodness pretty much for the rest of your life. I'm not saying you're going to be hella rich, but you're not going to need for anything if you can wait 12 months. If you can wait a decade, you're going to be above the 1%. If you can wait 10 years for an outcome, be able to do the doing without seeing the result for 10 years, you will be able to be above any most achievement of most people. And if you can wait a lifetime and you don't even need to see the result of your doing this, even while you are alive, but know that it may get done after you pass, then I believe that you can change the world. And I mean that. And so I think that if people can just extend the time horizon that they're measuring themselves on, they can just do so much more.